Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Two down, two to go. Welcome into our third hour here on this Friday night of Sports Talk. Good to have you aboard. Believe it or not, we're going to talk a little fantasy football. And I know these days that seems very, very odd, but we still got to do it. We welcome in now Andrew Erickson, Pro Football Focus Fantasy Football Analyst. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. And Andrew, you know, when we don't know if we're going to have a season, we think we're going to have an NFL season, how will it be shortened, how many players are going to test positive, how many players are going to miss. I mean, for a fantasy football owner, you got to be pulling your hair out thinking about those possibilities.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of different things that could happen, but you know the best advice I can give to anyone is, you know, you're never gonna have your depth is gonna be tested this year. So, you know, you want to draft as many good players as you can. You know, don't really focus on, oh, I need this running back or I need this receiver or I need this tight end. It's like, hey, I just need a lot of good players, and you just need to be, you know, look at all these rosters and really look at the depth, and ultimately lean on the side of, okay, what teams do I think are the best coached? And I think that's the best approach for 2020.
So you're seeing a lot of Chiefs, a lot of Saints, a lot of Patriots, a lot of Seahawks.
Yeah, a lot of the teams that have good coaching and that aren't, you know, don't have a lot of things changing around them. I think that consistency is going to be important, and not to say that new players can't succeed in new areas, but just based on all the changing, everything changing around and the limited amount of time that teams get to work together in the offseason, ultimately, you're going to find teams like, you know, for example, like the Giants, you know, who have a brand new head coach. They could struggle out of the gate, or the Carolina Panthers, you know, they have a whole new head coaching staff in there as well. So those are two teams that, you know, maybe you don't necessarily buy into right away. And those are important because, you know, two of the top picks are Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley going in draft. So it's just something to really kind of keep in the back of your mind.
Do you think leagues should have a coronavirus roster exemption or two, like in other words, two spots that you can stash a player that's been, you know, it's going to miss time on COVID-19 instead of having to maybe release them or what have you?
Yeah, I think that it's important to just kind of have that discussion with your league, commissioner, just some contingency plan based on if the season gets cut short, based on extra roster spots. I think that just, you know, having more roster spots is generally a good thing to have anyway. But adding ones for COVID-19, you know, if players are ruled inactive, you know, maybe giving, you know, priority to players that, hey, you know, if, you know, my receiver for the Saints is ruled inactive, I get the first opportunity to pick up his backup, essentially. So that way you're not left, oh, I don't have anybody to play. Because I think that we're not going to know really up until possibly 90 minutes before the game when guys are ruled inactive. And it may be different from the usual inactive lists where it's, you know, because of injuries. And usually we have a good idea, like, leading up to the point where, like, you kind of know who the fringe guys are. But with COVID-19, we're really not going to know that much.
Staying with the Saints, Emmanuel Sanders, what do you expect his fantasy impact to be?
Yeah, I like him in this offense. I think that ultimately he is going to probably be pretty inconsistent from a week-to-week basis. He kind of falls in that tier of wide receivers that, yes, he can have some boom weeks, but at the same time, he's not really going to be, or at least I don't see him being a really featured piece in this offense. Obviously, you have the two main guys who the Saints offense is going to go through, is Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara. I don't see, unless an injury happens or anything like that, I don't want to see that changing. So Sanders is really more of a lower-tiered receiver, not someone that I'm particularly looking to get. But again, he's going to have boom weeks in a high-power offense like New Orleans.
Where would you draft Pat Mahomes? I know that sounds strange considering that he just became the highest-paid athlete in pro sports history. But where would you pick him?
Yeah, so when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, I'm looking at him in around the third round. I'm not, what really works better in terms of football strategy with fantasy. You always want to wait on a quarterback. But at the same time, eventually some of these elite guys fall. And it does give you a peace of mind if you draft Patrick Mahomes that, hey, I don't need to worry about, picking up a quarterback off the waiver wire. I don't need to worry about streaming quarterbacks. I have the best quarterback. So I just fill him in and I don't look at it. I don't mess around with that. I just keep them in there. So, but for me, I would say in that third or fourth round is really the best spot to get a guy like Mahomes.
Would you draft Taysom Hill at some point as a good flex player?
I would not. He scored a lot of touchdowns last year based on, I think he had like six receiving touchdowns and he only had a little bit over like 15 receptions or something like that. So that's something that's really hard to sustain year over year, especially with the fact that Kamara had a very significant drop in his touchdown production. So I really expect Kamara's touchdowns to bounce back up to where he's been his first two seasons. So when it comes to Taysom Hill, unless we really see him heavily involved, if he's like scoring touchdowns consistently and like he's even more involved than he was last year, then maybe I would consider it. But he's definitely not someone I'm looking to draft right away. I need to see a little bit more from Taysom Hill.
Andrew Erickson, Pro Football Focus Fantasy Football Analyst. I can only have one, Alvin Kamara or Mike Thomas. Who are you going with, Mike Thomas?
So that's an interesting question. And I think that if I'm going down to it, I think that Alvin Kamara might actually represent, a better value in terms of you looking at the position. So, again, Michael Thomas is coming off a basically career year, from on receivers, basically, breaking records left and right. And like I mentioned before, Kamara was banged up. And he had probably his worst season, arguably, of his career, but he still was consistent with his receptions. He's had 81 receptions for three straight years, which is just crazy to think about, crazy consistency. So I like Kamara's ability that he's going to get back in the end zone. And again, it goes back to the running back position. So there's not that many good running backs. There are a lot of receivers that you can kind of make by with. So based on kind of position scarcity, Kamara might actually be the better value in fantasy football than Michael Thomas. But again, both the guys are worth a top five pick in fantasy drafts.
Who's the rookie that is I guess, most valuable? Who's the first rookie off the board?
Yeah, so right now, the two running backs that are going pretty close to each other off the board are Edwards-Helaire from LSU, who's on the Chiefs, and then Jonathan Taylor from Wisconsin, who's on the Colts. Those are the first two rookies that are basically going off the board just because they're rookie running backs. We see this all the time. Rookie running backs, can immediately contribute to offenses. And they're both in good situations. Edwards-Helaire is obviously playing on the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes. And Jonathan Taylor is playing in Indianapolis with one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. So it's a really good fit for both of them. Taylor's going a little bit later because he's not really deemed starter. And technically neither is Edwards-Helaire. There are other running backs there, but, teams don't really invest this high draft capital if they're not going to use these guys. So I'm really optimistic that these guys are going to see playing time, starter reps sooner rather than later, which is why they're going so high.
Would you draft Joe Burrow or Tua as a QB1?
I would draft Joe Burrow. I think that he has a lot of upside, and I'm sure that you guys can attest to this as well. I mean, he is a sneaky runner. Like, he put up some yardage with his legs. He did it at LSU. I don't know what most people talk about his arm, which obviously was phenomenal last year. But the thing with Joe Burrow is he does have that rushing upside, and he's got some good weapons. He's got Tyler Boyd, Joe Mixon, A.J. Green, T. Higgins from Clemson. Like, a lot of these good weapons around him, even John Ross, former first-round pick. So he's got a lot of weapons to work with, and we see this ability with these running quarterbacks. The rushing quarterbacks are the ones that put up the most fantasy points. So I like Joe Burrow a lot, actually, as a quarterback you can get later in drafts. I think has a lot of upside.
Would you draft Lamar Jackson ahead of Pat Mahomes?
I would not. I have my rankings. I have Patrick Mahomes ranked number one and Lamar Jackson ranked number two. My only reason for that is I just think that I know that Patrick Mahomes, what he can do at the quarterback position is repeatable. I know that, you know, we've seen guys throw for 50 touchdowns before. He's one of the guys to do it. Lamar Jackson, I don't know if he can rush for 1,200 yards again. I really don't know because we've never seen anybody do it before, which is why I just lean on the safer selection with Mahomes. Not to say that Lamar Jackson, he could be better. He could rush for less yards, but he could be a better passer next season. But I just know that Mahomes is already at the top of the game. I think he's the best quarterback overall in real football. So, you know, that's why I would go with Mahomes over Jackson.
Is Tom Brady in Tampa a better fantasy player than Tom Brady in New England?
I think so. I don't know. I mean, especially last year, I think that he's going to be better, probably better than he was last year, just due to the fact that he has more weapons that are more, you know, catered towards fantasy success. You know, he has guys like Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, you know, and he's bringing back Rob Gronkowski. I think that's really big. You know, if you look at the splits that even when Brady was in New England with Rob Gronkowski on and off the field, which, you know, was pretty apparent, you know, there was a large gap between those two players when Gronk would constantly miss time. And Brady was, it was a significant drop off in fantasy production without Gronk on the field. Yeah, it's not to say that Gronk's the same player he once was, but adding in guys like Godwin and Evans, who really helped out Jameis Winston last year, become like one of the top fantasy options, despite, you know, his up and down play. I think that, yeah, I think Brady's going to be better in Tampa Bay in fantasy in 2020.
Has COVID-19 changed how your strategy might be as a fantasy owner?
Well, going back to what I said off the top, I think it's important to draft a lot of depth. So don't just say, oh, I'm all set at that position. You know, if you invest in a guy like, you know, like I said, for example, like Mahomes, like usually years like that, you know, if you draft Mahomes, I wouldn't touch another quarterback. I wouldn't even think about drafting another quarterback. But because we have this risk where, hey, he might be out, you know, 2 weeks or so, like just randomly, then that's a case where, hey, I want to make sure I invest at least somewhat of a good, you know, draft pick in a backup quarterback that at least I can feel pretty good about. So I'm not left scrambling at the last minute when Mahomes is ruled inactive or something like that. So that's one of the things I've changed. And honestly, I've also kind of been leaning a little bit more on Ezekiel Elliott. You know, I'm no doctor, but, you know, from what I've experienced in terms of my knowledge of how viruses work is he's already had the COVID-19 virus. So from what I've heard and what I've learned is that that should give him a better chance of not getting it again. So that's why Ezekiel Elliott is my number two guy, because I feel more confident that he's less likely to get it again than any of his other players that may have not gotten it already.
How would you advise newer fantasy players to give priority on the first few rounds?
I would say, so in the first couple of rounds, you definitely want to put the focus on the running back position. You know, like I've mentioned, the receiver position, you can get, there's a lot of really good receivers in the third, fourth, and fifth rounds of these drafts. So going running back in heavy in the first two rounds, I think is really important. I would say at least one running back in the first three rounds is definitely, you know, a priority. And really just, there will always be a case where, hey, I can always get a better receiver in the next, like there's always going to be another receiver in the next round. But with the running backs, they dry up very, very quickly. So you want to make sure you address that position right off the bat.
Andrew Erickson, Pro Football Focus Fantasy Football Analyst, loving the conversation. What's a good strategy for drafting a tight end with most fantasy players focusing on running backs and wide receivers?
Yeah, so the tight end strategy that I've found is the most successful is, and at least for this year. So I really like going after a guy like George Kittle. So if I'm, you know, picking in the middle of the first round, I like going with a running back in the first and then picking a tight end, George Kittle, in the second round, because that's where you can usually get him. But then, you know, for example, if you can't get George Kittle, I'm going to wait on tight end. I'm going to wait until, you know, the eighth, ninth, 10th round to get the tight end position, because there's a lot of tight ends with a lot of potential going very late this year. And you don't want to necessarily draft one of those tight ends in that middle tier, because basically what happens with those guys is, if they don't start out really well, then you're going to be afraid to drop them or to move on from them because you invested so much more into them during your draft. So when their production may not even be as good, that much better than one of the guys that are going later in draft. So I really think if the tight end, you really want to either get one of the best guys, you know, get one of these elite guys like a Kelce or a George Kittle, like I mentioned, or you just want to wait and then take a couple shots on some of these late round tight ends, like Jonnu Smith or Mike Gesicki, those guys like that who have a lot of upside but just haven't really put it all together yet at the NFL level.
What do you do with Gronk? Yeah, he's in Tampa. He's back with Tom Brady. They got a lot of weapons. He's been away from the game. Plus, he's never played a full season. Virtually, he's never finished a season.
Yeah, I think that you can't just – you can't draft Gronk and be like, okay, I'm all set at tight end. Like, you have to make sure when you take a guy like Gronk who – I mean, he's not going like his you know, where he's being drafted isn't like egregious or anything. I think he's going at a pretty fair value because I do think that he's going to be effective. I think he's going to have a chance to score a lot of touchdowns. I think that's where he's going to be mostly used is near the end zone. But you want to make sure you pair Gronk with another tight end because you know that, you know, he's going to go down at some point or he's going to miss games and you're going to need another tight end to slot in there. So either you draft Gronk or draft another tight end or you draft Gronk and you draft O.J. Howard. The other Buccaneers tight end who, you know, has kind of flashed before. He disappointed last year, but, you know, it's another season. And if Gronk misses, we know that he would automatically see an uptick in snaps. So O.J. Howard would be a nice guy to pair with, like, your last pick as some Gronk insurance.
Andrew Erickson, Pro Football Focus Fantasy Football Analyst. Great stuff as always, man. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.